We've had a chance to hear you play beautifully in tandem with others and standing forward in Beethoven and Major Concerti. Coming up, you're going to be playing Shostakovich.
Yeah.
This is a tough piece of music.
The first concerto is a huge work. It's monumental not only in its length, but also in its expression and meaning.
David Oistrakh, who I think premiered it, right?
Yes.
Called it angry.
Yes.
He said this is an angry concerto, tough to play.
It is very, very tough to play. It's also just stamina-wise. If you're thinking about Shostakovich, you're not thinking about a walk in a park. I mean, the concerto was composed in 1948. I mean, it's a classical expression of what just happened and for Russia, what was then happening with Stalinism.
Stalin's still there. So Shostakovich and Prokofiev and many others are being denounced for their music. And this was written at a time, I think he wrote his fourth string quartet about this time, but more famously, the songs from Jewish poetry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the third movement, he really delves into that aspect of the oppression in Russia and the Jewish community. He didn't spare anyone. And it's interesting, Prokofiev and Shostakovich both had to, you know, I mean, there was so much control over what was coming out in the arts. It had to go through the office, you know, to see if it actually represented the Russian sentiment. And Shostakovich found ways to kind of, you know, stab at it a little bit without actually being too in your face as far as going against the regime.
So who tells you, Stephen, we'd like for you to play the Shostakovich first?
Well, no, I asked.
Did you?
Yes. Okay. I've been listening to that piece since I was 15 years old, and I've always loved it. I've always wanted to play it, and it seemed a really good time, especially since a lot of the soloists that had been coming in were doing more standard works. So it kind of fit that I would do something a little bit out of the ordinary, if you will, though it's not really. It is a standard concerto.
We should follow up on that because people will see Shostakovich, and even in the year 2013, there's folks who run screaming from the room.
Oh, one shouldn't. Like I said, it's just very much that sense of drive and, if you will, irony.
Music from the mid-20th century on, I think, when you're there and you're in the moment, it's almost like you're part of the performance.
Oh, absolutely. Actually being in the room, you're absolutely right. You know, I spend so much time with a piece that by the time I'm playing it, I know what it's doing. But I also have to keep in mind that what I have in my head often is not necessarily clear to even a conductor, an orchestra, or an audience. So I have to spend a lot of time making sure that I'm indicating that I'm really drawing in the listeners to say, this is what's important. You know, so that people have something to hang on to. And that's what's really important. And I do recommend listening to the concerto before, especially really kind of getting into the mood of the piece. Especially the first movement is a little tricky to listen to, I will admit. But after that, it's smooth sailing. Yeah.
it's tonally familiar.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, and the great Shostakovich melodies, you know, with xylophones and banging around. I mean, it's all there. A lot of the piece will make you smile and just really, really get excited. And I'm really, really looking forward to performing it.
Well, Stephen Meckel, thanks so much for this, and we'll see you at your performance.
Oh, thanks so much.